With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran has expanded its targets in a spiraling war. It struck the U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia today, even as Washington began to pull many staff out of the Middle East. The U.S. and Israel battered Iran with airstrikes in what President Trump suggests was just the start of the conflict. In the Netherlands today, foreign correspondent Mike Horder says the U.S.-Israeli bombardment not going over well with at least one international body.
Under long-standing international rules, one country can only attack another in self-defense or if it has approval from the United Nations Security Council. An attack without imminent self-defense justification or Security Council resolution is considered an act of aggression. Acts of aggression enshrined in the rules of the International Criminal Court include the bombardment of one state by another. But don't expect to see a case about the current Iran war anytime soon. The United States, Israel, and Iran are not members and don't recognize its jurisdiction.
Airspace closures causing a lot of headaches for the airlines and their travelers. In an interview with Sky News, traveler James Castle says as he was returning from the UAE, he saw missiles going
over the weekends. Just really stressful, really tense, witnessing sort of missiles exploding above.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem testified in the Senate today, her first congressional appearance since the shooting deaths of two protesters in Minneapolis. She says Democrats are hurting her department's ability to protect Americans.
The latest Democrat-led shutdown of DHS is reckless, it's unnecessary, and it undermines the American national security, and it harms the men and women who work at DHS and their families.
Noem testified today before the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is SRN News. Ohio's fetal remains bill stays on hold.
The legislation requires that any unborn baby killed by abortion receive a decent burial. But a state appellate court has ruled that the statute violates the abortion amendment that Ohio voters added to the state constitution in 2023. Under the fetal remains bill, abortion clinics would have to foot the bill for providing burial for the babies they abort. The appeals judges found that this might hamper the process of women obtaining abortions. Michael Harrington reporting.
Michelangelo's iconic painting, The Last Judgment, is getting a facelift. A team of restorers is removing a chalky white film of salt that's accumulated over the Renaissance masterpiece since its last major renovation, which was three decades ago. The cleaning operation is expected to be completed by Easter. The public can continue to visit the Sistine Chapel in the meantime, but will have to settle for a reproduction of The Last Judgment. This is SRN News. Rwanda's army is a target of U.S. economic sanctions, punishment for the army's involvement in fighting in a neighboring country.
Rwanda and Congo signed a peace deal in December in Washington as part of President Trump's push to broker peace in the region and attract billions of dollars in Western investment. But the fighting has spread even beyond the current front lines, with M23 acknowledging it had used drones to attack the key mining city of Kisangani. This blatant violation appears to have crossed a line with the Trump administration. Financial sanctions have been imposed directly on key Rwandan military officials and the Rwandan army in its entirety.
That report from the BBC's David Bamford. On Wall Street, it's been slow going today. Right now, the Dow is off about 320 points. The Nasdaq off by 237. The S&P 500 down 55 points. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.